Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Beverly Gage Guillemin is a sweeping biography of J. Edgar Hoover, the founding director of the FBI, and a portrait of the United States as it moved through the turbulent decades of the 20th century. Rather than treating Hoover only as a symbol of bureaucratic power or political paranoia, Gage places him inside the era that produced him and shows how he helped shape it in return. The book traces Hoover from his early career in wartime Washington and the first Red Scare to his long tenure overseeing federal policing through the New Deal, World War II, the Cold War, and the Civil Rights era. Along the way, it explores how Hoover built a modern law enforcement institution, cultivated public trust through media and branding, and navigated shifting alliances with presidents, lawmakers, activists, and enemies. The result is an account of power, fear, and institutional growth that connects a single life to the making of the American century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a federal police power in a fragmented nation. A central theme of G-Man is how Hoover helped turn a relatively small federal bureau into a powerful national institution. The story is not simply one of personal ambition, but of a country searching for ways to respond to new forms of crime, political violence, and perceived subversion. Gage emphasizes the practical challenges of creating professional standards, nationwide investigative capacity, and a bureaucratic culture that could survive changing administrations. Hoover championed discipline, centralized records, and measurable performance, while insisting that federal policing should be seen as modern, scientific, and reliable. The book also shows how institutional growth depended on political bargaining. Hoover needed budgets, legal authority, and public legitimacy, which required constant engagement with Congress, the Justice Department, and the White House. At the same time, the expansion of federal reach raised fundamental questions about civil liberties and oversight. By following the Bureau's evolution across decades, Gage clarifies why the FBI became a defining feature of American governance and why debates over surveillance, jurisdiction, and accountability have remained persistent. Secondly, branding the G-Man and Manufacturing Trust, Hoover understood that public confidence could be as important as legal authority, and G-Man highlights his skill at crafting an image of the FBI as incorruptible and above politics. Gage describes how Hoover cultivated relationships with journalists, promoted carefully curated success stories, and encouraged popular portrayals of federal agents as clean-cut professionals. This public relations strategy helped insulate the Bureau during controversies and made the FBI a cultural symbol of order in an era marked by gangsters, kidnappings, and sensational trials. The book also explores the mechanics behind that image-making selective disclosure of information, aggressive protection of the Bureau's reputation, and internal discipline designed to minimize scandal. Hoover's approach created a feedback loop in which favorable coverage supported funding and authority, which in turn enabled more high-profile cases that reinforced the brand. Gage does not treat this as mere vanity. She shows it as a form of political power that shaped how Americans defined crime, patriotism, and threats to national security. The topic illuminates why modern law enforcement agencies still invest heavily in messaging, symbolism, and media strategy. Thirdly, fear, ideology, and the battle against subversion. G-Man situates Hoover's anti-radical campaigns within a broader American pattern of anxiety about internal enemies. From the early 20th century through the Cold War, Hoover argued that the nation faced constant danger from ideological movements that could weaken democracy from within. Gage traces how this worldview influenced the Bureau's priorities and methods, shaping investigations of communists, suspected foreign agents, and a wide range of activists. The book examines how national crises and geopolitical rivalries expanded the space for domestic security operations, often blurring lines between legitimate counterintelligence and political policing. It also shows how Hoover's alliances shifted with circumstances, as he navigated presidents and attorneys general, who sometimes embraced his warnings and sometimes worried about political fallout. By treating anti-subversion as both a sincere conviction and a tool of institutional survival, Gage helps readers understand why the FBI devoted immense resources to monitoring political life. This topic is essential for grasping how the security state grows during periods of fear, and why the legacy of those choices continues to shape debates over surveillance, protest, and dissent. Fourthly, Hoover is political operator and bureaucratic survivor. One of the most revealing elements of G-Man is its depiction of Hoover not simply as a law enforcement administrator, but as a master political operator who endured through changing party coalitions and presidential styles. Gage shows how Hoover managed relationships with successive administrations by offering useful information, avoiding direct public confrontation, and maintaining the Bureau's claim to neutrality while quietly playing Washington's power games. The book portrays Hoover as someone who understood the vulnerabilities of elected leaders and the value of files, access, and timing. his longevity depended on reading the national mood, anticipating threats to the Bureau, and cultivating allies in Congress and the press. Gage also emphasizes the structural reality that helped Hoover thrive: weak external oversight, public reverence for the FBI, and the political benefits leaders gained from appearing tough on crime and communism. This topic helps explain how institutions can become semi-autonomous and how an individual can gain outsized influence by controlling information flows. It also provides a framework for thinking about modern bureaucracies, where continuity and expertise can outlast electoral cycles and shape policy in subtle but significant ways. Lastly, civil rights, order, and the cost of power. G-Man confronts the most contested aspect of Hoover's legacy, his approach to civil rights and social change. Gage describes how Hoover framed many mass movements through the lens of security and public order, a perspective that led to intense scrutiny of activists and organizations. The book places this stance in the context of Hoover's broader priorities and the era's political tensions, including violence, Cold War fears, and regional conflict over desegregation. At the same time, it shows how the Bureau's methods could inflict lasting damage, not only through surveillance, but through attempts to disrupt and discredit perceived adversaries. This part of the narrative underscores that the question is not merely whether Hoover held prejudices or political views, but how the federal government used investigative tools against citizens pursuing democratic change. Gage's treatment encourages readers to consider the trade-offs between security and freedom, and to ask who gets defined as a threat. By examining civil rights alongside Hoover's institutional successes, the book presents a more complete picture of power. It can build capacity and order, yet also enable abuses when secrecy and fear outweigh transparency and accountability. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a deeply researched narrative about how American government power is built, defended, and contested. History readers will appreciate how Hoover's life is used as a thread through major events, from the Red Scares to the Cold War and the upheavals of the 1960s. Policy-minded readers, lawyers, journalists, and anyone interested in policing and intelligence will find it valuable because it explains how institutions gain authority through law, politics, and public perception rather than through crime fighting alone. The benefit is practical as well as historical. By seeing how fear, messaging, and bureaucratic incentives shaped decisions in the past, readers become more alert to similar dynamics in contemporary debates about surveillance, extremism, protest, and federal power. Compared with many Hoover books that lean toward either condemnation or myth-making, G-Man stands out for its balance and context. It connects personal choices to institutional structures and shows why Hoover was not only a controversial figure, but also a key architect of the modern American state. That combination makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone seeking a serious, nuanced account rather than a simplified verdict. If you would like to support Beverly Gage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.